Let me belly up here and just give you guys the Right Side Way monologue. And I'm going to start by giving away one of my tactics, one of my lawyerins. So when I'm in a deposition as an attorney, I like to ask open-ended questions, right? And then I'll just wait and pause and see if they will go on, and they often do. Because silence makes people uncomfortable, generally speaking. People a lot of times feel the need to be seen as, you know, on top of things. So they'll fill silence with words, even unnecessarily. Even sometimes to the point that they are doing themselves no favors by speaking and speaking and speaking some more. Now, sometimes in a deposition when I'm, going right down the road of questioning the opposing side, I'll ask yes or no questions because those are unequivocal. When they answer them, you got it. But I've also found, though, that if you give someone room, they will tell you more than they ever meant to because they don't like sounding dumb, so they fill the empty space with words, and their insecurity then gives me real insight into the bigger picture. All right, now hold that thought for a moment. Let me ask you this. What is a word salad? How would you define a word salad? Well, basically, a word salad is a jumble of words and phrases that seemed like confused or unintelligible. Oftentimes, a word salad can seem to be like random words even thrown together. The words may or may not be grammatically correct. They may be semantically confused to the point that the listener cannot fully understand what the words are trying to convey. Basically, it's a fancy way of describing gibberish. And there's times when I feel like we're watching certain key leaders who have just bellied up to the word salad bar and loaded their plate with every conceivable noun, adjective, analogy, and oxymoron and then spouted off stuff that we're supposed to just nod our heads at. Like the grandeur of their communication skills is so amazing. It's disturbing. Apparently, there's even a symptom of neurological disorder called schizophasia that is evidenced by word salads. I once walked into my son's room when he's a teenager. He had the radio going, a song was playing. I listened to it for a second and I went into total old man mode and I said something like, "That song makes no sense." He said, "Yeah, but I like it." I had no real reply to that, except to pause for a second and remember I used to love to listen to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, with lyrics like Tangerine Trees and Marmalade Skies, which was really nothing but an LSD trip put to music. Because apparently, when you're a rock star, you can say just about anything, and as long as it sounds cool, it's going to sell millions. It's true. Think about it. In fact, let me sling some more at you. See if you know where they came from. You ready? And go-kart Mozart was checking out the weather chart to see if it was safe outside, and little Early Pearly came by in his curly-whirly and asked me if I needed a ride. Ha! There it is. That's the lyric. Think about it for even half a second. Anybody who listened to the radio in the 70s knows that was Blinded by the Light. Which, by the way, I prefer the Manfred Mann version over the Bruce Springsteen version because Springsteen just sounded drunk when he sang it. But here's another. You ready? Chicken of China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. We're Dan's La Maison. I hope the smoking man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. K, I don't make films. But if I did, they'd have a samurai. What? Think about what I just said. No, don't think about what I just said. But yes, I had to even look that one up to get the words because, well, I just did. But that's the hit song One Week by the 90s band Bare Naked Ladies. I mean, say what you want about the band's name. They knew how to write a hit using pure gibberish. But okay, just for fun, let's do another one. You ready? Here we go. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Hey, hey. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring, she talks like June, hey, hey. And that, my friends, is the very song that my daughter and I danced to at her wedding. That's Drops of Jupiter by the band Train. And yes, it has a special place in our relationship, and it really makes no sense. But like I said, when you're a rock star, it doesn't always have to make sense. The Beatles' Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was on their Sgt. Pepper album, which sold over 32 million copies worldwide, listed as one of the greatest rock albums of all time. Manfred Mann's Earth Band, they hit number one in the Billboard Hot 100 in 1971 with Blinded by the Light. One Week by Bare Naked Ladies was a number one hit and sold millions, and Drops of Jupiter by Train reached number five and stayed on the charts for 54 straight weeks. Not bad for a bunch of word salad. Now, at least one of those songs is going to be stuck in your mind all day long, and I do not apologize. But some of those lyrics, they're just like oh so close to making sense. Like, you think if you can almost stretch your mind and realize that maybe the lyricist was implying or analogizing or making a metaphor about something, that it might actually come to life. And then you give up and put it away in the middle of debate and just enjoy the music. But like I said, man, word salads, they're a hoot. And when you're a rock star, word salads can make you a lot of money. People aren't paying for those records because they make sense. They like the way they sound. They hit some emotional stride. They bring up some memory. Word salad songs are cool. They're funny. They sell millions. But what about word salads from politicians? What about from people who don't just sing melodic ditties to tickle our ears, but who actually speak on matters of substance that affect our everyday lives? What about when people who hold positions of great power say things and nobody even knows what they said? It happens all too often with Kamala Harris. She will give a speech or address a moment in time, and when she's done, we're just left scratching our heads and trying to wonder what happened. Like she just needed to fill the space, like somebody in one of those depositions I talked about earlier. She gets uncomfortable and she has to say more words. She goes into some kind of total schizophrenia. Just vomits out some words because she felt some deep inner need to speak into our lives, and instead we just find ourselves stretching ourselves a bit, trying to find the meaning. And then we finally just sit back and say Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and move on. Speaking, for instance, about an Asian partnership with our Asian Pacific allies not long ago, she said, "We will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, to work together as we continue to work in the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together on to galvanize global action. With that, I thank you all, and this we will work on together." Okay. I gather that we'll be doing something together. Beyond that, I got nothing. And keep in mind, that was supposed to be a scripted moment. The unscripted moments are even more fun. Just 2 weeks ago, she interrupted Joe Biden on the tarmac as U.S. citizens were brought home from being held in Russia. In her unscripted moment, she told us that this is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy. Yep, that's real. On another occasion, she was speaking on the need for transportation infrastructure. She was trying to convey its importance by telling the audience that, quote, "You need to get to go and need to be able to get to where you need to get to go to do the work and get home." And there you have it. Speaking about the war in Ukraine during an interview, she famously dumbed down all of us by saying, "So Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia's a bigger country. Russia's a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically that's wrong." That's the Vice President of the United States of America. Military and foreign policy summed up in fine fashion. Look, here's the bottom line. I don't know Kamala Harris. What I know about her is what you all know about her. And it's gleaned from her public image and the results of her work, but it's also gleaned from hearing her speak. There's something about having confidence in your elected leaders, knowing for a fact that when they speak, you can take them at their word. At the very least, you can understand what they're saying. What I know about her, like I said, is all you know about her, but it's also something that has to be addressed. This word salad thing has to stop. It's a sign, in my opinion, that she's insecure and feels the need to fill space with words, any words, words that don't always fit, words that don't always even help, because that's what insecure people do. Look, we need leaders who will say what they mean and mean what they say. So how about this? Step away from the word salad bar, because no amount of dressing on that word salad is ever going to help. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Wave. Yeah, think about it. How many of y'all are singing Blinded by the Light right now? Or for that matter, Chicken the China, the Chinese Chicken. I don't even know what that means. I like it. It's pretty funny. Sold a lot of records. But word salads, they don't work for politicians. They just get in the way. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.